what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. I almost didn't make it on the force because of that lie detector test. Every police department in the country has it. It's mandatory. Only in Jacksonville, it wasn't the normal kind of polygraph. You know how you get wired up to this thing and there's little needles that scratch out on a paper whether or not you're telling the truth? Well, in Jacksonville, they like to intimidate you as they were interviewing you. So they had an audio polygraph, which meant instead of little needles scratching on paper, there was a loudspeaker that made a high-toned buzzing noise if it picked up that you were lying. So I was sitting there and they said, I see, Cadet Grease Minnelli, we have to answer you a few questions. You will hear a high-pitched noise, depending on the degree of the lie. Tell me, do you occasionally drink? I said, well, I have a few alcoholic beverages, mainly at social occasions. Well, you know, occasionally, well, I'll have a couple of beers after work. All right, it's all right, so I'm on my ass every night, all right? Is that it? He said, all right, good, yeah. Have you ever tried marijuana? I said, no, I'm not into drugs. All right, well, I tried it once in college. I got stoned every night! Jeez. How do you feel about minorities? I said, I love everybody. I tell a couple of jokes every now and then. All right, I got my sheet in the trunk, okay? With the hood. Okay, Cadet Grease Minnelli. What about your sexual life? No, I no questions to talk about my sexual life, really. Do you ever enjoy Rosie? Well, when I was a teenager, I... All right, every now and then. All right, every night. Do you like firearms? Did you ever kill anybody? No, I just shoot cans. Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, and Afro-Americans. Do I fail? They said, no, you're just what we're looking for. Hire them.